The 1962 governor's race really began in 1958. The governor's office and the race for it was a big show in Alabama politics in that era. Being a U.S. senator was secondary in Alabama politics. Governor's still probably the most important and glamorous political position today, but it certainly was at that time. Television had not come into its own. Most Alabamians didn't own a television set. There were no Southern Major League Baseball teams to follow, such as Atlanta Braves, who were still in Milwaukee at the time. The closest team was the St. Louis Cardinals, and they were miles away and not really in the South. The Grand Ole Opry was only on the radio on Saturday night. Therefore, Southerners had to include politics as a prime source of their entertainment. That probably explains why we had such colorful political characters. They were really our entertainers. In some cases, real clowns. We certainly had more entertaining politicians than the rest of the country. We had a legacy of Jimmy Davis and Huey Long in Louisiana, Bill Bow in Mississippi, the Talmadges in Georgia, and most colorful of all time was our very own Big Jim Folsom. Big Jim was the most uninhibited, gregarious, fun-loving of them all. He traveled the state with his country band called the Strawberry Pickers. Alabamians thought Big Jim's barefoot, musical antics, and down-home soaking-the-rich speeches spiced with country humor were better than the circus coming to town. Old Big Jim was first elected governor in 1946. He upset the big mules of Birmingham and the big planters of the Black Belt to become the first people's governor in 50 years. All 12 governors before him had been hand-picked in the closed-door boardrooms of Birmingham. They were all well-heeled big mules or big planters who went out and gave dull speeches and simply bought the election with corporate and large agricultural money. However, Big Jim went directly to the country people all over the state. Most people in Alabama at that time were rural or lived in small towns. Big Jim convinced them that he was their friend. Big Jim won their hearts. He became the youngest and most progressive Alabama governor in history. He was actually the little man's big friend. However, the governor could not succeed himself. It was 1 4-year term and you were out. So Big Jim left after 4 years. A quaint aristocrat named Gordon Persons became governor for 4 years from 1950 to 54. Big Jim served his second term from 54 to 58, then waited out another 4 years, and he was actually running for his third term in 1962. He was legendary by this time, had almost unanimous name identification as simply Big Jim. However, he was up against another populist and maybe even better politician named George Wallace. Wallace had run his first race for governor in 1958. And lost to John Patterson. Patterson beat Wallace for two reasons. First was sympathy for Patterson, resulting from his daddy's assassination at the hands of the Phoenix City Mafia. But primarily, it was because Patterson was the most ardent racist and segregationist. Patterson was the candidate of the Klan, and race was the issue in 1958. Wallace was considered the moderate, but Wallace woke up the day after the defeat and swore he'd never be outsegged again. After George Wallace's loss to John Patterson in 1958, Wallace worked tirelessly for the next 4 years, while Patterson served his only term as governor. Wallace made sure he was the racist, segregationist candidate. And it didn't hurt any that Big Jim came on TV drunk the night before the election. Thank y'all for listening.